they call it?
Dirk could feel the whole conversation wheeling round and coming at him again. He tried to deflect it. Have you always lived in Santa Fe, then? He said, feebly.
Oh, yeah, said Joe. Well, nearly always. Over a year now. Feels like always.
So where did you live before?
California, said Joe. Moved out after my sister was hit in a drive-by shooting. You have drive-by shootings in New Zealand?
No, said Dirk. Not in New Zealand, so far as I know. Nor even yet in London, which is where I live. Look, I'm sorry about your sister.
Yeah. Standing on a street corner down on Melrose. Couple of guys drive by in a Mercedes. One of those new ones, you know, with the double glazing. And pow, they blew her away. 500 SEL, I think it was. Midnight blue. Real smart. They must have jacked it. You have carjacking back in old England?
Carjacking?
People walk up to you, steal your car.
No, but thanks for asking. We have people who clean your windscreen against your will, but, Joe barked with contempt. The thing is, explained Dirk, in London you could certainly walk up to someone and steal their car, but you wouldn't be able to drive it away.
Some kind of fancy device?
No, just traffic, said Dirk. But your sister, he asked nervously, was she okay?
Okay, shouted Joe. You shoot someone with a Kalashnikov and they're okay, you're going to want your money back.
Dirk tried to make sympathetic noises, but they wouldn't form properly in his throat. The car was slowing down, so he lowered the peeling window to look at the desert night. A passing road sign flared briefly in the car's headlights. Stop the car, shouted Dirk suddenly. He leant out of the car window, straining to look backwards as the car gradually wallowed to a halt. In the distance, the dim shape of a road sign was silhouetted in the moonlight. Can you reverse back down the road? Said Dirk urgently.
It's a freeway, protested Joe.
Yes, yes, said Dirk. There's no one behind us. The road's empty, only a few hundred yards. Grumbling to himself, Joe put the big barge into reverse, and slowly they weaved their way back down the freeway.
This is what they do in New Zealand, is it?
He whined.
What? Drive backwards.
No, said Dirk, but I know what you're thinking of. Just like us British, they do drive on the other side of the road.
Suppose it's safer that way, said Joe, if everyone's driving backwards.
Yes, said Dirk, much safer. He leapt out of the car as soon as it drew to a halt. Highlighted in the pool of the car's lights, 5,000 miles from Dirk's ramshackle office in Clerkenwell, was a square yellow road sign which said in large letters, Gusty Winds, and in smaller letters underneath it, May Exist. The moon hung high in the sky above it.